Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Trusiewski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to third. Sims moves to second. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Sims scores. Horton moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Askew pinch hits for Billy Harris. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brown reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Cash moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Jim Price. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to home to get cash. Wirt moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Alkaline pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. Freehan scores. Trusewski moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Chico Salmon now playing third base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trusewski scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to home to get Kaline. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Alkaline now playing left field. John Wyatt now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Northrup out. One out. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Trusewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon juggles the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trusiewski. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Trusiewski steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Larry Brown. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.